In our other meeting also, we were doing the same exercise of trying to understand the humility of Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. Actually, they were not having any bad qualities. They were only showing the niche jati, niche kacha. They were telling. And also, the acharyas feel natural humility, like Krishna Gaurav Goswami or Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Their humility is actually coming out of the soul. Soul naturally humble.
Correct.
One devotee is questioning that they don't have any bad qualities. Why they are feeling humble? The devotees are questioning that, how do we answer them? I understand that.
Like, for example, why they said niche jati, niche sangi, patita ku adama, patita adama, they said, no? they said this because they said Jagai Madai, they never served somebody like Nawab Hussain Shah. By serving the fallen, you become fallen. So we served a cow flesh eater. So therefore we have become impure by serving him. So we have also become fallen. So, and Nitya Sanghi they are saying, because they were living in a Muslim's court, wearing, having beard, having topi, you know, and they have to follow all the codes and norms of the palace life. So, which means they must have many times in the court, the people who are living may be sinful and they may make wrong decisions and they are killing cows and they are also demolishing Hindu temples in many times, these people. So, why to serve such a person, we may have a question. But they are forced to serve because if they wouldn't, then they would torture the Hindus even more. So therefore, they did. So, they considered that their associations were all abominable and they were serving a master who is also abominable. So, they said that we are supposed to be actually devotees. But they were actually, on the other hand, they had Gupta Vrindavan, where the king had given them the freedom to make their own small Vrindavan behind the house. And they spent their time there chanting and reading Bhagavatam and everything. Once Gandhi was approached by some people who, they were asking questions about the Tulasidas and Suridas. So, Suridas, in one of his poems, is saying, he says, Mora samakaun kutila kalakami. He says, who in this world is as fallen as me? He says, kutila kalakami. Kutila means he is political, he is envious, and who is lusty, he says. And Tulasidas says even more. Tulasidas says, after I die, when Yamadutas will catch me and take me to hell, as soon as I am approaching the hell, all the Yamalokvasis who are being punished there, there will be a loud cry. He said, why? Oh, itna bada papi aa raha, hamara kya hoga? Iske saath sang karke hum aur patit ho jayenge. Like that they will feel. Who? Those narak residents who are being punished there. So, everybody will plug their nose and close their eyes and want to run away from that place seeing me. Like that, who says? Tulasidas. So, one fellow went and asked Gandhi that, Tulasidas is a mahan purusha. People consider him a very great Rama Bhakta, and Ramacharit Manas and all. Why he is writing about himself like this? Why Suridas is saying himself like this? So Gandhi immediately gave a beautiful answer. He said, their scale is different, your scale is different. Gandhi said, what is the meaning of this? See, in a lungi, if you put a black dot, you cannot see the black dot. In a white dhoti, you put a black dot, immediately it is visibly seen. Correct, no? Similarly, pure-hearted devotees, even if one thought, bad thought passes their mind, they consider themselves a Mahapatak or Papi. They feel like that. Example is Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri just said one thought of Amrit Geli. For that he thought, I have committed a great sin. Correct, no? Because his mind is like a pure white dhoti. You just put one black dot, he's unable to take it. And Gandhi said, as far as you are concerned, you are like Lungi. You know, only if you draw a line which is 1 meter long, then only say, or a chota line, Avi. Like that you feel. Even if you put a dot, they feel, oh, they can see that they are very alert and attentive. For us, even after drawing 1 meter line, we still, utna lamba nahi hai, we may say like that. I am not so faulty. We may try to prove like that. So that's what he was telling. Their scale is different. Our scale is different. Our scale is lungi scale. Pure dhoti scale is pure dhoti scale. Correct, huh? So therefore they feel, actually as we become purer and purer and purer, even small mistakes we do will become very glaringly visible to us. even the very attitude, you know, even the very attitude we are having in the mind, that attitude we may be very careful about the attitude. Like for example, some people you tell them, Prabhuji, can you give class tomorrow? Immediately you will ask, who was scheduled for tomorrow? Prabhuji is a young dude. Why do you cancel his class? Let him give, I can sit in here. Like that many people in Burjan Pumandal used to say like that. So you will see that their attitude is one of always a servant at every moment.